This is WLVR News. I'm Brad Klein. It's our regular Friday feature, What You Need to Know. I'm joined by WLVR News Director Jen Rehill. Hi, Jen.
Hey, Brad.
The three leading Democratic candidates seeking to fill Pennsylvania's open Senate seat met last night in Harrisburg. It was the first of three scheduled televised debates between them. We both watched. What were your impressions?
Well, it was the first time that Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman, who leads in polls and fundraising, appeared alongside the other two in a debate. That was U.S. Representative Connor Lamb from Western Pennsylvania and State Representative Malcolm Kenyatta from Philadelphia. They had taken part in a debate against each other earlier this month. And Brad, I do want to note the only woman running for the Democratic nomination, Alexandra Khalil, was excluded from this debate. She told WLVR she wasn't invited because her polling and fundraising numbers were lower than the other candidates.
Would you agree with me that it was overall an informative and productive and civil debate?
Yeah, boy, this debate covered a lot of ground. It was really fast-paced. The questions ranged from inflation to fracking, the war in Ukraine. And it was civil, but I would say there were some striking flashpoints. And what really stood out to me was how very different these three Democratic candidates are, how different their personalities and backgrounds are, and how in some way each of them reflected a side of Pennsylvania that makes this such a sort of interesting and unpredictable swing state.
Going into the debate, Kenyatta is the underdog both in fundraising and in polling, but he was well prepared and took some big swings at his opponents.
He sure did. And I'd also note that all three candidates attacked the front runners on the Republican side of this U.S. Senate primary, who they kind of shrugged off as wealthy celebrities from out of state. Those would be head fund manager Dave McCormick and Dr. Mehmet Oz. And some of those candidates are going to debate next week.
That was surely a preview of the campaign in November. Now, John Fetterman leads in most polls and in fundraising, but he faced strong challenges from both opponents over his behavior in an incident in 2013 when, as mayor of Braddock, Pennsylvania, he confronted an unarmed black man who he suspected of being involved in a gunfire incident. He turned the question on the subject to a more general answer on gun violence.
I ran for mayor 17 years ago because two of my students were gunned down because Braddock had a significant gun violence problem. And after running for mayor and winning, I attacked the gun violence problem in Braddock. And we succeeded. My proudest accomplishment was going 5.5 years, we stopped the killing.
Well, you know, Malcolm Kenyatta wasn't having that. He brought it back again to the incident and asked Fetterman to apologize. Fetterman did not, and it was a striking moment in the debate to see the only black candidate calling Fetterman out on this issue, especially in the wake of what we've seen of the Black Lives Matter movement over recent years.
Now, Kenyatta comes from Philadelphia and represents a district in Philadelphia, but did not get Philadelphia's Democratic Party's nomination, but he says he is electable.
There are pundits who say Pennsylvania is just not ready to elect an openly gay black guy from North Philadelphia. But let me tell you something, Pennsylvania is more ready for a new day, fresh vision, new leadership than the cynics would have you believe.
Kenyatta doesn't have the statewide or national profile of the other candidates, but this was perhaps his first real exposure to many voters statewide.
And that was a really striking moment again last night to hear him say, I'm an openly gay black guy. Really called out how different he is from the other candidates and spoke to a progressive part of the Democratic electorate here in Pennsylvania that would have been waiting to hear something like that.
Lamb also addressed electability head on. He did not shy away from his reputation as a more moderate, one might even say centrist candidate than either of his opponents. He said this in his conclusion.
I have won in situations like this one. There's a group of swing voters out there that we don't talk enough about. I'm the one who can go and win them in November and bring us to victory. I've done it before. I've knocked on their doors. I've been talking to them for the last 4 years. They're not big liberals, but they've supported me because of my records of service to the country, and they'll do it again.
And, you know, that's the big question with Connor Lamb, not whether he could win in the general, but whether he can win in a primary, which is restricted to registered Democrats, most of whom live in Philly and Pittsburgh. And this leg of the race doesn't really tap his strength in reaching across the political divide.
Well, thanks so much for joining us, Jen.
Hey, thanks, Brad.
That's Jen Rehill, news director at WLVR. For more of what you need to know, sign up for our weekly newsletter at WLVR.org.